KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky here in Atlantic. It's 10 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 28. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In area news, the family of an Audubon man who's been missing since February 10th is asking the public for help in locating him. His family says 38-year-old Jason Malloy has no car and no money, and text messages and calls to his phone are not answered. The family says Jason is known to suffer from mental issues. He's described as being 5 feet 11 inches tall, about 180 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. You can see a picture of him under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, if you know where he is, call the Audubon Police Department, Audubon County Sheriff's Office, or your local law enforcement agency. You may also contact the Missing Person Information Clearinghouse, Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, at 800-346-5507. Authorities say if you recognize him, you should not take any action yourself, but get as much information as you can, such as a license plate number of a vehicle, his exact location, the activities of an individual involved in, and then call law enforcement or the number that I mentioned to you for the Iowa DCI. Well, a male driver of a garbage truck was ejected from the vehicle during an accident Thursday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Pott County Sheriff's Office says the unidentified man suffered serious injuries in the accident that resulted in him being ejected. He was treated at the scene and then transported by Crescent Rescue to a local hospital. The accident involving a 2007 Sterling sanitation vehicle happened around 1:10 p.m. Monday on Minster Springs Road just west of Old Lincoln Highway. A preliminary investigation determined the sanitation truck was being operated westbound on Minster Springs Road from Old Lincoln Highway. As the vehicle was negotiating a curve to the left, it overturned and the driver was ejected. The accident remains under investigation by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Police in Creston say 41-year-old Timothy Allen Hansen of Creston was cited for fraudulent use of registration, failure to provide proof of insurance, and careless driving Thursday after his car struck a utility pole. Hansen was traveling too fast, according to authorities, southbound on Jarvis Street in Creston at around 4:45 p.m. when his 2003 Nissan 350Z went out of control. Hansen tried to regain control, but the car continued out of control before hitting an Alliant Energy utility pole at the corner of North Jarvis and Summit Streets. The impact caused the pole to break in half. Alliant crews were called to the scene due to the fact a power line was down. Neither Hansen nor his female passenger in the car were hurt. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,200 altogether. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that four people were arrested recently on separate warrants. On Wednesday, 39-year-old Bridget Barnholt of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for unlawful possession of a prescription drug. And 23-year-old Aaron Cole of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant Wednesday for violation of probation. On Monday, 24-year-old Kayla Compton of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for child endangerment. And on February 2nd, 33-year-old Adam Morris of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. The Atlantic PD said also that on February 9th, 36-year-old Angela Funk of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense. Each of the individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that four people had been arrested recently on drug charges on February 10th as the result of a response to a call. Cass County deputies arrested 20-year-old Kaylee Renee Roach of Atlantic on charges of possession of meth first offense and possession of marijuana first offense. 19-year-old Drew Henry Miller of Atlantic was arrested on charges of possession of meth second offense and possession of marijuana second offense. And 19-year-old Isaiah LaShawn Legacy of Atlantic was arrested on a felony possession of contraband and jail charge, along with the possession of prazolam, second offense, and possession of marijuana, second offense. Those individuals were taken to the Cass County Jail. Roach was later released on her own recognizance. Miller was released on a $3,000 bond, and Legacy was later released on a $1,000 bond. On February 27th, Cass County deputies arrested 26-year-old Devin Michael Gardner of Atlantic on charges of OWI first offense, second offense, actually, driving while barred, possession of methamphetamine first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Gardner was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. In the funeral announcements, Mary Welsh, age 84, of Greenfield, died Monday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Welsh will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marion Perdue, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Marion Perdue will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Tim Blust Dunleavy, age 79, of Avoca, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Tim Dunleavy will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Starr, age 57, of Panora, died February 9th. A memorial service for Daniel Starr will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Arlene Bunce, age 88, of Raytown, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at St. Luke's Hospice House in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Arlene Bunce will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Teresa Bloom, age 87, of Walnut, died February 8th at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Bloom will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roger R. Fauble, age 69, of Brayton, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life memorial service for Roger Fauble will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dwayne Liddell, age 83, a lifelong resident of the Grant and Griswold areas, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Dwayne Liddell will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Virginia Jensen Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died February 9th. A celebration of life for Virginia Schnack will be held next Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Paul Leiden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Paul Leiden will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. The Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. And Gary Simmons, age 79, of Atlantic, died Tuesday as the result of an auto accident in Trainer. Funeral services for Gary Simmons are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same,